Become what I became with this level of fame. My soul is possessed by this devil. My new name is Rain Man. Episode 29 of the Rain Man podcast. Hello, everyone. How are you? I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. If I didn't tell you already, mine was pretty good. Nice, quiet with the family. Ate pretty damn good. I enjoyed it. My father threw down. He made this fucking great turkey and turned out pretty damn good. I'm still eating it. I'm still eating leftovers. Is that good? Probably not. I give zero fucks. It was good. I'm still going to eat it until it's all done. That's what you're supposed to do, right? Shit. That's what Thanksgiving is about. Is the next week is the fucking leftovers. Oh, man. What's going on? What happened this week? Did anyone see Busta Rhymes fall off stage? Which I enjoyed thoroughly, I might add. Not that I'm not a fan. I was a fan of Busta Rhymes. But then he's one of those rappers, you know, a couple of years ago with the whole stop snitching campaign, and it's just so stupid. It's so fucking stupid, man. I understand, especially with the whole Ferguson thing going on, and I want to touch on that real quick. But with that going around, you say cops ain't shit. You know, fuck the police. Okay, maybe actually let me get step back. Busta Rhymes, he had a bodyguard who was also his best friend who got shot. And instead of helping the police, he didn't say nothing. Nah, you know, stop snitching, you know. If you're a rapper, you can't help the police out. Asshole. They are, and I will say this, and I don't give a shit, they are some police officers that are good. They are some police officers that want to help. They can't help without your cooperation. All right? That's all I'm saying. So you're never going to hear me say, fuck the police, fuck the cops. No. Someone breaks into my house, I'm going to call the fucking cops. That's the first people I'm going to call. Shit. That's all I'm saying. They are definitely cops that are assholes, if you have not seen already. Just go on YouTube. But they are some cops that are actually good. I still stand by that, man. You know, I'm not going to say that, you know, all cops ain't shit, because that's not true. That's ridiculous. You know? Where am I going with this? Oh, before I wanted to touch on Ferguson, but before I even get to that, Star Wars. Wow, what a segue. Fuck it. The fucking trailer for Star Wars Episode 7 came out, and I fucking lost my shit. Like many of you probably did. If you didn't, oh well. Fuck you. Yeah. I fucking love Star Wars. And when does it come out? It comes out 2015. December, a whole year. We gotta wait. They knew exactly when to drop that movie and when to make fans just salivate for it, and we will. It's gonna be fucking awesome. I can't wait, man. I really can't wait for it. I'm excited for it. One of the things I'm excited for is the last movies, they went overboard with the special effects, and in this movie, they're going to mix it up. They're going to have, you know, you're going to have CGI in the movie. Of course, you got to have it. But they're going to use more practical effects, like what they did in the original movie. And by practical effects, I mean like, you know, like puppets for the aliens and like scale models, you know, and stuff like that to use in the scenes in the movie. And I don't know, I'm just fucking ready for it. I can't wait for it. I cannot wait for it. There was one little thing that messed up this whole event of, you know, a Star Wars trailer finally coming out, and it was fucking YouTube commenters. They were just leaving a bunch of racist, like, comments on there. A little outrage. I can't even call it outrage. It's not outrage. It's just a bunch of little cunts with a keyboard. You know, just oh, what's this nigger doing in my Star Wars? Like, I guess they're upset that a black guy is in a Star Wars movie, because that's how the trailer starts. You see Star Wars Episode 7. If you haven't seen the trailer for it, what the fuck are you doing? Go watch it. The fuck? But the trailer starts out with, you know, a black guy. He's in the scene. You know, he's the first person you see in this trailer is this new character, and he's black, and he has on a Stormtrooper outfit, and they're just going off. Oh, what the fuck's this fucking nigger doing here? First off, you fucking idiots. Assholes. Samuel L. Jackson was a fucking Jedi in the last three movies, all right? You don't get much blacker than Samuel L. Jackson, all right? If you want to go even further than that, dickheads, Billy Dee Williams was in the original fucking Star Wars movies. So you can just tell that these young fucks, they don't know their goddamn Star Wars history. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? The coolest fucking characters in Star Wars are the black dudes, all right? Jesus H. Christ, I'm sorry. It just pisses me off. James Earl Jones is the voice of Darth Vader. I just remember that. Yeah. So what the fuck are these kids talking about? Darth Vader. James Earl Jones. Like, one of the greatest, like, voices in films. Like, shit. God damn. I'm sorry. I just got all upset. I got a tiny little migraine from that little rant just now. But, excuse me. This makes me mad. Like, god damn it. The fucking internet. I wish you could, I don't know. Anyway, back to Star Wars. It looks badass, and I can't wait to see it. It's officially my must-see movie of next year. It was Avengers 2, but I completely forgot about Star Wars. So if I had to choose Avengers 2, Star Wars, I gotta go with Star Wars, all right? Because it's gonna be awesome. It's impossible for that movie to suck. It's no way gonna be as bad as the last three movies. No way. The director would have to go the extra mile. Like, he would have to try really, really hard for this movie to suck. And I think it's in good hands. I think it's in good hands. So, yeah. There was another movie trailer that came out. Jurassic Park, or Jurassic World is what it's called. It's the fourth movie in the franchise, a new Jurassic Park movie. If you haven't seen the trailer for that, I'll just break it down. The park's open. They actually opened the park. They have a Jurassic Park. It's called Jurassic World. So the vision that, you know, the main character had in, you know, the original movie, the whole park with all the rides and all that stuff, it's open. Someone actually had the bright idea to open up a fucking park with dinosaurs. And apparently, the plot is, you know, they have the park open and, you know, the park scientists create a new monster, a hybrid is what they call it. It's a combination of a bunch of dinosaurs into one dinosaur. As if dinosaurs weren't dangerous enough, they're going to create a new one. And apparently it breaks free and all hell breaks loose. So there you go. I have zero interest in this movie. Did you see part two? You remember the third act? When the movie basically turned into Godzilla with a T-Rex running around the street. Oh, God. I did not like part two. That's when I gave up on the series. But then I went to go see part three. That sucked. And my dumbass is gonna see the fourth one. So I don't know why I'm talking shit. So, whatever. All right, let's start the podcast. Wait a minute, what else happened? Oh, Ferguson. Wait, I gotta talk about this. I gotta just, my two cents in real quick. I guess, you know what? Nah, I don't got nothing. No, I do. As soon as this story broke, you know, the headline, cop kills young black man, people automatically went to, you know, they assumed whatever, he's guilty. They just jumped right into it before even knowing anything. So I guess all I got to say is, you know, before you throw on your bow tie and start marching with Louis Farrakhan, just know all the facts. Get all the facts. There's so many stories and accounts of what happened that day. You know, some people are saying that he walked up to the cop with his hands up. You know, others are saying he reached for the cop's gun. If that happened, if he reached for the cop's gun, fuck it. He needs to get fucking shot. I'm shooting him. That's all I fucking know. If I'm the cop. But again, I don't know. All right. All I'm saying is just do the research. Okay. Just look at the different sides of the story. That's all I'm going to say about that shit. All right. We saw what happened with, you know, with the whole Trayvon Martin case. You know, everybody was up in arms. What happened? I think the reason why that version of this young man that, you know, got shot in Ferguson, the whole, you know, he was walking up to the cop with his hands in the air. I think the main reason that side of the story or that, you know, I don't know, that version of what happened got so popular is because it's more marketable. Let's be honest. I mean, shit. I brought up Trayvon Martin. The whole, you know, that his face in the hoodie just became, it became a pop culture symbol. And people profited off of it. I mean, look, when people were marching down the street for Trayvon Martin, motherfuckers were selling hoodies on the side of the streets. You probably got a free bag of Skittles if you bought two hoodies. Like, let's be honest, man. It's, you combine that with the media, it just gets out of hand and it shit just gets all screwed up. And then when you combine Facebook, forget it. You're never going to find out what really fucking happened. So I'd say do your research. Don't just Google and go to your first fucking, you know, your first hit. Just do research. Look into it. Find out what happened. Come to your own conclusion. And look into it, man. That's all. There's even one, like, there's one account. Like, the cop said he shot the kid a couple of times and he kept fucking walking towards him like the T-1000 in Terminator 2. Like, that's a little hard to believe. The cop could be a piece of shit. Who knows? But, you know, it doesn't help that Ferguson looks like the fucking, you know, the Purge right now. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be funny, but that's what the fuck it looks like right now. It looks like there's no fucking law over there, and it's batshit crazy. And I just hope people don't lose focus on what happened. You know, a fucking kid lost his life. You know, his dumbass went and stole some fucking Dutches. I wish he would have never fucking did that. It just started this whole chain reaction. For people who don't know, any listeners who don't know, the kid apparently he stole some Dutches. What are Dutches used for? I can safely tell you with confidence he wasn't going to just smoke the Dutches. I'm not saying he deserved to get fucking shot for it, but what are Dutches for? You smoke weed out of them. You know, you crack the cigar down the middle, you dump the tobacco, you place the weed in it, you roll it, you smoke it. So I've heard. Is what it's used for. So I've heard, you know, I wouldn't know nothing about that, but back to Ferguson. Yeah, it's fucked up, man. That's all I got to say about it. It's real fucked up. And I hope the truth eventually comes out, man. I really do. Because, until then, this shit's going to keep happening and people are going to, you know, It's used as an excuse right now. You could tell certain individuals are using this case, this whole, you know, outrage of him getting shot as an excuse to act a goddamn fool, all right? Stealing fucking TVs and shit, like, it's, that's not helping the cause. all right, I think I sounded enough like a moron. Let's get into the podcast. Yeah, this episode I get into the whole Ray Rice thing. He got off scot-free, like I said. I get into a little Bill Cosby. I get into an email and I get into a Twitter question for you. So, sit down, enjoy. I don't know if you're listening to this podcast while you're rioting in Ferguson. Enjoy it. Take a break while you're stealing your fucking DVD players and enjoy. You know, I hate to say I told you so about this Ray Rice thing, but I told you so. I called it. Did I not call it? A couple of episodes ago. What did I say? He's going to be just fine. He's going to be fucking okay. I said that. You probably didn't believe me. You're probably like, whatever. Yeah, he's on video. He gave his fucking wife the goddamn Falcon Punch from Smash Brothers. They got him. He's definitely banned from the NFL. And what did I say? I said he's not. Why? Because you punished him already. That's the problem. I'm not saying what he did was right. He is a piece of shit. Okay? Let's get this out the way. Let's get it out the way. Why does way sound so weird right now? Why can't I say way? Out the way. Well, he knocked his wife out the way. look, I can make fun about it because she's still with him. And she's cool with it. So I could fucking joke about it. Does anybody even know what I'm talking about? Ray Rice, football player, knocked his wife out. The NFL suspended him. And then, the NFL, what did they do? They suspended him for like two games? And then the video came out. Then they suspended him again. And even when I heard it, I was like, you can't do that. Even though he's a piece of shit, you can't punish someone twice for something they did. You just can't do it. Isn't that like a law? Didn't they make a movie about that shit? What's it called? Double something. No, Morgan Freeman. Double Trouble. No, I was about to say Double Trouble. Jesus Christ. Fucking Double Impact. No, that's with Jean-Claude Van Damme. Great movie. Hold on. I'm going to get it. Wait a minute. Double Jeopardy. That's what it was. Like the chick, she went to jail for killing her husband. And then she gets out. And the husband like faked his death. So she could fucking kill him anyway. Since she killed him already, she could kill him again. So, yeah, same shit. I mean, he didn't kill her, but all right, I'm just babbling. But you get what I'm saying. You can't punish him. And that's what happened. So, yeah, he's good. Apparently, he could now play in the NFL again. Just the team has to sign him. I don't know what team is going to sign him. He will get signed. I can guarantee you that. Do you want me to call it again? Ray Rice will be playing football in 2015, okay? I'm calling it right now. What episode is this? Episode, what is it, 29? I'm calling it right now, all right? He's a piece of shit, but I believe in karma. I'm not the most spiritual person, if you haven't. You know, if you follow this podcast, you probably know that already. But the universe fucking works, man. The universe has a weird way of working, and he will get back what he's put into it. And trust me, he'll get his. He'll be just fine. All right? But right now, like I said, I fucking called it. I knew he was going to get off scot-free. All right? So, like Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby's going to be okay, too. But that's a different story. I don't think he did anything. That's right. I'm defending Bill Cosby as well. Just like who else did I defend? What was his name? Adrian Peterson? Is that his name? The football player that beat the shit out of his kids? Just like I defended him and nobody else was defending him, I'm going to defend fucking Bill Cosby too. Because I don't think he did it. I don't think he did anything. And if you don't like Bill Cosby, just look. He's going to die pretty soon. He's 77. He doesn't have that much time left anyway. All right? So that's probably the only reason why he can't bounce back from this whole rape allegation thing. All right? If he was 50, he would be able to bounce back from it. All right? First off, I don't think he raped anyone. Bill Cosby was definitely getting some side pussy. Without question. Without question. All right? He was married to Camille since, what was it, like the fucking 60s? Like, yeah, I think it was like he married her in like 1960 something. They've been married like 40 fucking years. Let's do the numbers. Married for 50 years. He's worth $400 million. He definitely is fucking other women. All right? Raping? I don't know. I need evidence. Like everything else, I need evidence. That's it. I just need some fucking evidence, all right? Now, what's that? There's some model talking about, oh, yeah, he drugged them. Like, first of all, why are all these women taking all these fucking drugs from Bill Cosby? Why are they taking all these pills? He only played a doctor on TV. Dr. Huxtable's not a real fucking doctor. All these stories are the same. Yeah, he gave me some pills. What the fuck? I don't believe it. All right, I'm defending Bill Cosby. I have his back. I'm going to fucking support him. I'm going to go on Amazon right now. I'm going to buy Ghost Dad on DVD, and I'm going to fucking watch it. All right? So, take that. God damn it. If R. Kelly can come back from shit, if he could still have a fucking career, and he had sex with an underage girl on film, never mind the urine. Everybody talks about him pissing on the girl. Forget that. Pissing on someone isn't illegal. Fucking an underage girl is. And he did that on film. Got away with it. Step in the name of love. Yeah, I still dance to that shit. So don't give me that. I'm not saying Bill Cosby, he's too old to have a resurgence in popularity. He's just too old. Like I said, if he was 50, he could come back from this. Right now, he just can't, all right? Perfect example, Chris Brown. He played fucking, Mike Tyson with Rihanna's face, and look, everyone got mad. A year or two later, he's singing and dancing on the fucking award show, and all was forgiven, all right? But he's not going to have that certain level of success he would have had if he didn't fucking clock Rihanna a couple of times, all right? What I'm saying is he won't be winning any Grammys anytime soon. He's not winning any type of Grammy at all, Chris Brown. He'll win a couple of Soul Train Awards and some fucking BET Awards, but come on, who gives a fuck about those, really? Alright, so I have one email, and I have one tweet, as far as questions go. So, here we go. The email. Again, nobody leaves a goddamn name on these emails. Leave a name! I can say thank you. Fuck. Why am I yelling at you? And you did the favor. You took the time out of your day to send me an email, and I'm yelling. I'm sorry. Okay? I'm sorry. Here we go. Here's your question. Who's your favorite music artist? When you first started your podcast, you would start each episode with different artists from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Just curious. When I first started this podcast, most of the songs were... A good majority of the songs were all from the Boogie Nights soundtrack, which is my favorite movie soundtrack. It's my favorite movie. So I was just like, fuck it. It's my podcast. So I'll do what I want. So yeah, that was mostly why all those songs were from the 70s and 80s. But even if it wasn't, there'd probably be songs from the 70s and 80s. I don't really... I don't really listen to anything current now. My favorite artist is Eminem. Not just my favorite rapper, he's just my favorite, like, probably artist of all time. when I first heard him, like, I could, like, relate to him. And I'm not white, obviously. I was never raised in a trailer park. I never wanted to murder my, wife and mother. That's not what I mean by, like, relate, but, he was just rapping about other shit. Like, I couldn't relate to other rappers talking about, they're bragging about their money and, the bitches and, all that shit and the chains and jewelry. Like, when Eminem came out, he was just rapping about what he knew about. Like, he was broke as fuck. It was like the struggle. Like, that's what you got out of it. Like, okay, Jay-Z, for example, his first album came out. He was already rich. He was like, he was already rapping about being rich. And it's like, what the fuck? It's like your first fucking album. Like, with Eminem, like, you can, if you listen to, like, all of his albums, like, in order, you can really tell, like, his growth as an artist. You know, like, the first album didn't have shit, was broke, you know, horrible relationship. Second album, he talks about how, you know, the success from his first album, how that's affected his life, and just so on and so on throughout his whole career. So, yeah. Favorite artist, Eminem. Favorite band or, like, group, I don't know. Maybe, this is probably a tie between Rage Against the Machine and the Beastie Boys. Like, you talk about, like, evolution. Like, the Beastie Boys, like, they went from... They went from, you know, fight for your right to party and fucking just rapping about drinking beer and smoking weed. And they go from that to, you know, wanting to save, like, monks and shit. Like wanting, like, free Tibet and shit like that. So, like, yeah, I think more than any artist, like, that have grown, definitely the Beastie Boys. And, unfortunately, I'll never be able to see the Beastie Boys perform, man. You know, one of the members died, and I don't think they're ever going to perform together. So, the two other members, I'm saying, perform together. So, yeah, that sucks. So, that was actually on my bucket list, to see the Beastie Boys perform. And I will never be able to do that, so that sucks. But, yeah, I hope that answered your question. Yeah, but back to the shit now, like, as far as rap, there's nothing I really listen to, man. I think Eminem, just lyrically, I think he's just fucking, he's dope as fuck, man. Just lyrically, what I mean by lyrically, I mean, like, how he, like, let me try to explain it, like, the way he describes it, like, Eminem, like, he bends his words. Like, he rhymes words that shouldn't rhyme. If that makes any sense. Like, he does it. Like, I can't think of an example off the top of my head. But, yeah, the way he does stuff like that. Lyrically, I think he's just dope. There's other rappers that some would say that are more lyrical than him. Like, I don't know, like an Immortal Technique. But I can't, like, I can listen to chunks of Immortal Technique. I can't listen to a whole Immortal Technique, like, mixtape. Like, he gets too goddamn, like, he gets too into the fucking Matrix. I can't. He gets too fucking deep. Or not just Immortal Technique, just these, I don't know, like, these conscious rappers is what they're called, I guess. Again, they just go too fucking to the fucking brain. It's like, god damn, it's too much fucking work to listen to them. They go too deep. First off, to listen to them, you gotta be high as shit. You gotta have a fucking dictionary next to you, a fucking thesaurus, a Bible, a fucking Quran. They just go too into the fucking universe. Like, I can't keep up with that shit. And then sometimes, like, I don't know if it's I'm just too stupid to understand it, but they just rhyme just the weirdest fucking words. Just, I don't know. I'm trying to come up with some dumb shit right now, just, like, off the top of my head. That's an example. Just, like they just say, like, they rhyme words, like, I don't believe I'm trying to rhyme. I enter your cerebral cortex. Lyrics intersect like an insect interweaving into your subconscious. Torturous. My third eye blinks into your third dimension, intersection, reflection, detention, like that. Just dumb shit like that. Like, I don't fucking get it. And that's how it sounds, to me at least. So again, maybe I'm just retarded, but all right. I hope that answered your question, by the way. What have we got here? Oh, we got a tweet. oh, God. At Dirty Devo, I knew as soon as I seen his name pop up from answering, because I tweeted, if you got any questions, just, you know, hit me up. And as soon as I seen him, I'm like, oh my God, it's either going to be something, it's going to be something sexual, or it's going to be something about a butthole. I know it. And he didn't fail. You sick bastard. But I love you anyway. I have family who hears this podcast, but I'll answer it. I'll answer it. Here it goes. The question was, do you point your toes? Or no, do you point your toes during orgasm? And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I don't really point them. I'm a curler. I'm not afraid to admit it. It wouldn't be embarrassing to admit that I twirl my coat, that I curl my toes. But what makes it embarrassing is, like, whenever I do that with my feet or my toes, they crack. Like cracking my knuckles. Like, they're probably louder than cracking my knuckles. Like, I could just do it right now. I don't know if you could hear it, but, yeah, it's fucking weird. So, there you go. Did I answer your question? Yeah, I did. I don't point them. I fucking curl them. All right? And technically, only one chick has been able to do that, like, consistently make me fucking curl my toes up like little fucking twinkle toes. Oh, man. Good times. All right. That's it. That's all I got for questions. That's the podcast for today. I hope it wasn't too offensive. very quickly, I got a shout out. I have to shout out this dude. Danny Penn. Follow him on Twitter at DannyPenn1. The dude is constantly showing love to my podcast on his show. He's a... Fuck, it's like I want to hate him. I really do. Because he's so goddamn talented, but he's so fucking cool that you can't hate the fucking guy. He draws. He's a cartoonist. He has these amazing drawings and pictures, and he's a musician. The fucking guy writes his songs, and he sings, and he plays a fucking guitar. I think he probably does, and probably plays a bunch of other fucking instruments. And he does a podcast, and he's cool as shit. Basically, I want to hate him, but I can't. He's just a cool fucking guy. I fucking love him. All right. I'm going to have his Twitter, his links to his podcast, his website, all in my description. I just wanted to say that real quick. Like I said, it's constantly showing love to my podcast. And he has probably one of the most, like, it's such an original idea for a show. He'll have a guest on. And the guest picks 10 songs that they want to play. And they basically just, you know, they play a song. And in between each song, they talk and have a conversation. They have a podcast. And it's fucking great. It's just so good. I wish I fucking came up with it. It's just so goddamn good. And he's definitely inspired me for a future podcast that I would want to do. So I just want to get that out the way. Just want to shout him out because definitely a strong supporter of my little podcast that I do here. So, thanks, man. That's all I got to say. That's the podcast. As always, just rate and review on iTunes and Stitcher, subscribe, follow me on Twitter, the Rain Man Podcast, or just search the Rain Man Podcast, or, follow me on Twitter at Let's Go 5-5. And, that's it, man. Thanks for listening. And enjoy your... No, there's no holidays coming up. It's not Christmas yet. Enjoy your fucking day. Bye.
Yo, Ray, that's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you out your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? Are you crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And the lie is a thief.
Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, when you. Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at the Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. And you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the trees. But, Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belonged to you, man. Laws of God. Trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as in the dimension he could see. What you see, that's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar, watch the cheat, and watch the thief.